This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. Now, for the new listeners, I don't want you to get too excited. We rarely have guests on the podcast, but today we have a pretty cool guest coming on. So it doesn't happen often, but we're going to appreciate when it does. And it's happening. So let's appreciate it now.
This is the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. And you're frozen.
Oh, great. You know what's happening. I basically just heard... Oh, no. Don't let it turn into can you hear me thing.
It won't. We're going to have great luck in this. So, okay. Introduce yourself. Say hello to everybody.
Oh, no. I was just sure you're going to say that. Okay. Introducing yourself is the worst possible thing in the entire world.
I mean, it should be the proudest. It should be the proudest you've ever been, though.
Okay, so my name is Sandra, but they call me San on the internet, which is just a shortening for my name.
So I thought your name was, when I was reading it, I didn't understand that it said San Official. And I was like, "What, Sano? What is Sano? And then what is the rest of it?"
Oh, but you know, yeah, I had this like company reaching out to me once, and they were like, "Sano," and I was like, "Shit, no, that's not my name.
Okay,
it doesn't work like that."
So I'm not the only one. Okay, that's good.
So maybe I should kind of separate it in a way.
Well,
yeah.
That's cool.
I'm from Poland. However, I do all the content stuff in English, which is weird because we don't use English that much in Poland. But I think it's fun because it gets me to like connect with people like you and other people from around the globe.
Well, yeah, I mean, the reason why I know who you are is because I believe like you followed me and you were liking my content, and then I found you, and then I followed you back because you made dope stuff. And you also create stuff like surrounding mental health. Not necessarily like that's the your main focus, but I feel like that's definitely an underlying focus. And I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so you make YouTube videos. What are you at? Are you at like, you're at 60K, right?
I'm at 60K. However, I was like gone for almost a year.
Oh, no way.
Because, yeah, I was, I had to figure some stuff out, like with where I want to go, what I want to do. A lot of things happen in the meantime. I got some crazy opportunities, like acting in a film that comes out in winter, and I was like, maybe I want to pursue acting more. Maybe no. And I was just, it was so mixed up. So, yeah, I decided to, you know, step back for a little while, realize some things, decide what I want to do, and here I am now. But coming back to creating stuff now, I just launched my podcast as well last Sunday.
Now, is that in English?
Hmm?
Is that in English?
Yeah, it is in English.
So when am I on it?
It is in English. It's, what's it about?
I know, I said, so when am I going to be on it?
Oh, wow, whenever you want to.
Okay,
now
cool.
You have to, you know, come up with a topic to talk about it.
Oh, I have plenty of topics. It depends. What
you
is
have
it,
to
what,
teach me how you, yeah.
What is it based on? What's the whole
what
podcast
is it based
theme?
On? Like, I just, it's so hard for me to go with like one topic. You know, I really don't like closing myself in a box. I just love going for, spirituality right now, because a lot of people ask me about it. So a little bit of like law attraction, why the certain moon phase is like that, what it means, blah, 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 blah. But also a lot of like self-improvement, self-love, maybe a little bit about mental health, and whatever comes to my head and anyone requests. So,
okay, well, then what we'll do is, because I'm super curious on astrology and everything like that and your signs, because like all I know is that I'm a Taurus. I have no idea what the hell it means.
You're a Taurus.
Yeah, I know it's the best one.
I'm a Taurus as well.
Exactly.
That's insane. Okay.
So, I mean, everyone's like, oh, you're a Taurus. I know everything about you. I'm like, whoa, I don't even know what it is. I just know it's a bull. And like, that's sick. So I'm pretty happy about that. So I'll come on your podcast. You'll teach me about it. You'll tell me everything I don't know about myself. And I feel like that could be fun.
Oh, about Tauruses. But you know what? I'm not that great about astrology as well. Like, I'm just learning about it. I'm better with spirituality. However, I can tell you a little bit about Tauruses.
Well, we'll figure it out.
That?
Yeah. I'm down to do whatever. So I'm down to talk. I'm a talker. So you came to me with the idea you want to talk about mainly like three things, because I asked who wants to come on the podcast and you responded on Twitter. You came with the three things of Europe, self-love, and self-improvement. So like the first thing I want to talk about is Europe, and like why do you like – do you feel – my thing is that even being in Canada, I find versus the States it's totally different. And we'll strictly talk on like content-based stuff. I find that I feel less motivated to create content of the life that I live because it's oversaturated by curated content in the States, because it's very, I don't know. I find in the States, there's a lot more of it. I find in Canada, in Europe, I find there's less YouTubers, there's less Instagrammers. It's just
maybe
there's not as many people.
I'm just thinking like from people from Canada, I reckon only you and Kaylin Nicholson. But yeah, even like 2 weeks ago, I think now that'll be 2 weeks, a friend of you actually follow Alex Manderstyle on Instagram. Because I saw you like in some of the pictures. She's my friend, so we basically spent a lot of time together, and like 2 weeks ago we went by the seaside because her friend from like an English something like with English first camp, let's call it this way, she met a girl from Canada, but like from the French part of Canada,
right,
like where they speak French.
Yeah, Quebec.
I don't know the naming. I suck at geography, so
that's
sorry.
Right.
And yeah, we asked her, hey, what about like influencers and like YouTubers from Canada, do you know someone? And she was like, no, I just don't. And we're like, wow.
Yeah, it's not very talked about here. No one talks to each other. So I live in Ottawa, and there's only a handful of creators in Ottawa.
Yeah.
And there is literally a house in one part of the city, and there's five YouTubers that live in it, and they all have over 1 million subscribers. There's also a girl who runs a nail channel, and she has like 17 million subscribers. And
a nail channel?
Yeah. Or I don't know how many subscribers she has. She has millions. And it's just, it's insane. But it's not talked about. And I find in the States, it's very much like being an influencer is like, you brag about that, right? As I find we're very quiet about it here. We're like, oh yeah, no, I make videos. It's weird.
So you're wondering how it is about Europe.
Yeah, I want to know if it's the same.
Hard to tell, because like Poland is very specific, because since we have our own language, basically people who are influencers in Poland using Polish only, which is like basically I'm the only person I know from Poland doing stuff in English.
Mm-hmm.
Like even influencers who go like to fashion weeks and etc., they just do everything in Polish. So it's basically just focused in here. But there's a lot of them in here, like a ton. I don't even know like 70% of them. I don't know their names. It's like
no way. I was just about to ask, why would you put yourself in be a small fish in a big pond versus a big fish in a small pond? But now you're saying that there are so many YouTubers in Poland. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know any.
Ah, you know me.
Yeah. And yeah, that's, I think that's it. And then Alex.
Yeah, but that's true. You know, that's true about like Polish, even almost all of celebrities, actors, and all that, all kind of like popular people. Mm-hmm. Basically, most of them are known in Poland and that's it. Like, no one around the world. Do you know anyone from Poland or any like Polish thing?
No. I have some friends who are from Poland that live here, but
yeah.
Other than that, no.
So, and I feel like that's because of the, you know, the language barrier. They just prefer to focus on like Polish. However, we have like, do you reckon the film Cold War? It was no. It's from it is Polish, but just basically there are a couple of things that go overseas from here.
Yeah.
And the rest just stays in the country. So, but it's very, like, oversaturated.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I that's the same thing with, I find, the States. It's very oversaturated. Everyone's doing the exact same thing. And that's why I find it's difficult and it's less motivating to create content right now, is because literally everyone is doing the exact same thing.
That's true.
Right?
I personally, doing stuff in English and living in a Polish country, I find it really hard to, like, break my algorithms. I hate the word.
No, I know it.
You know, to reach people from outside of Poland, because it's literally so hard. Like, on YouTube, I made it. On Instagram, I have no idea how to do it. Like, basically, 70% of my audience is from Poland, because people who I hang out with are from Poland, so basically it's just like...
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, with the time difference too, you also have to be up when the rest of the world is up, right? So
yeah,
if you want an LA
so
base, you're
like
doing
right
9 hours.
Even.
Yeah, it's the sun is shining and the sun is setting for you, or going to. That's crazy.
Yeah, you can see.
Yeah. Yeah, you're about to get golden hour. It's good. So now, self-love. You said you wanted to talk with this, and you have talked with this on your podcast. What's your definition of it? I know it's a really hard thing to describe.
Yeah, but. I'm the worst at describing. Like, even when you ask me who am I and what I'm doing, and even if you would ask me what's everything that I'm doing focused on, I would be like, I can talk for 16 minutes about this, and I think, like, I wouldn't be done, because it's just so many things.
Yeah.
However, to me, self-love is just basically taking care of yourself and just being good for yourself and doing what's, like, good for you as a person, what makes your soul, mind, and body happy.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the goal is to wake up and be happy the next day.
Pretty impossible to do it every single day, let's face the truth. But yeah, the goal is, I think, to be grateful, like, for what you have and to really appreciate small things. Some time ago, I asked both my friends and my followers to name like 5 things that made you happy today, like small little things. And basically half of them were like, oh, especially my friends, when I asked them in real life, they were like, I don't know, 5 things? Like, I can think of 2. So maybe the challenge is to you, name 5 good things that happened today.
See, I do this a lot. Five good things that happened today.
Also, you're advanced just as I am. That's great.
No, I do this all the time. When, literally, like, say, even on a night where my friends are going out and they're drinking and we're, like, going to a club or whatever it is, I stop them and I ask them, do you believe in love at first sight? And then they're like, what? Like, and I was like, when does it end? And they're like, what are you doing right now? And they're like, what is this? I was like, I don't know. I just want to know. And like, I don't know. You guys are drinking. So like, maybe you're going to give me a truthful answer. But 5 things that I'm happy about today. I mean, I woke up with my dog. He's killing it. I literally can't complain. That's one. I drank a lot of water today. Sometimes, you know, when you wake up and it's like, you're like, okay, I'm going to drink a whole glass of water. But then you take a sip and you're like, I'm full. I was able to finish a full glass, and I'm super happy about that.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud.
Right? In the back here, I made, like, a makeshift, whiteboard. So that's good, because then I can write down my goals. A painter came today, because they're finally fixing my apartment, which is a good thing. It delayed this podcast a lot, but it was a good thing. And then the 5th one is I'm talking to you right now, and I think that's pretty cool. So that was easy.
Yeah, that's easy. And you just started your day.
Oh, I'm an early, like, listen, I think we're given so many days of the year, but I think the morning is the best of each one. Ever notice, like,
true.
Even if you're sick or if you're going through a rough time, in the morning you wake up and you feel amazing, even if you're going through a really, like, tough sickness, and then it takes, like, maybe an hour or two to settle in and your body's like, oh, no, you're still sick. You know what I'm talking about? That moment of feeling okay every morning is what I live for. So, like, I get up at whatever – I don't even set an alarm, but I get up at, like, 7 a.m. and I just go. And I'm just so happy.
How do you do – what time do you go to bed?
Last night I went to –
you know, waking up early and making time for yourself.
Exactly. Last night I went to bed at 1, and I woke up at 6:30.
How do you do it that you don't – like, oh, my God. So, you see, I love being a morning person, but I also, like – since I was 7, I started, like, painting and doing, like, art stuff, and, yeah, I'm much of a kind of, I love doing all arts and crafts.
Yeah.
So I can sit till, like, 3 a.m. painting, and then I really am having a very hard time waking up early. So how do you do it? How do you train your organism to...
Well, I don't think you have to, and I think the biggest thing is that we don't need the day to end in order to start it over. So we don't have to go with the 24-hour clock. So if I'm sitting down to write a song or write lyrics or make a poem or do something like that, I'm not going to sit down at 12 p.m. in the afternoon and be able to write it. What I'm going to do is I am going to wait until I'm in a really moody mood and be able to write it then. So I'm assuming that's the same with art. And if you're an artist and you're painting and stuff, again, you're not going to want to do that at noon when the sun is, like, fully in your face. You're going to want to be a little bit moody, a little, like, you're going to want all the emotions from the day to land on your shoulders so you can get it out. And so I don't think it's a bad thing. For me, I wake up in the morning because I'm so excited to do what I do. And that's the reason, like, why I get up. But I also, like, I edit all my videos. I can't edit during the day. Because I don't think I get, I don't get my product. So I edit at night, and then that's why, like, I'm a night owl, but a morning bird.
Yeah, so that's just my goal, but I cannot, like, I don't know how to make them both work for me. I just also love sleeping.
See, I hate sleeping.
I hate it.
I think sleeping is, if we didn't have to do it, I wouldn't, because it's such a waste of time. I find there's so many things I can do with my time in that whatever 6 to 8 hour period. I know I should definitely sleep more, but it is what it is.
And that works for you, and you're feeling good with it. I mean, that's amazing. But you know what? That's interesting, because I remember there was a time when I was, like, very busy with a couple of projects, and I literally had to go to bed at, like, 2 and then wake up at 6, and I was going like this for, like, a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling perfectly fine. And I'm like, how to go back to this? Because also, I have no idea how I do it. I have such a deep sleep that even if I put my phone on the other side of the room with the loudest, like, you know, the fire alarm kind of alarm on your iPhone with this one, I literally, when I'm sleeping, like, I'm sleepwalking to take the phone, taking it with me to the bed, and turning it off while I'm sleeping, and I don't remember turning it off. This is basically so messed up. I don't know. And everyone's mad at me because I live with my parents. So they are like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we cannot sleep because of you. Can you just put one alarm on? And I'm like, I cannot hear it. Like,
I don't even... people are different. I mean, you know when you see screenshots of people's alarms and it's like every 5 minutes there's one going off? Is that you? I don't even know what that's like. I've never done that in my life. I usually don't even have to set an alarm. Because I have like that like alarm in my head. So if I'm like, I have to get up at 7, then I'm like, I'm up at 6. It's just how it is. But I'm also really nervous, so I'm really anxious. So I'm like, oh my God, am I not going to wake up? So the entire time before I sleep, I'm like, I gotta wake up.
Oh, I'm like this when I have something like where I have to be in the morning. But when I'm working from home, it just does, I don't know, it doesn't work. It's like my brain is like, huh, you gotta do it anyway. Just just sleep.
Well, for sure. I find when people complain about not being able to sleep, I find their number one issue is that they're not doing anything to tire themselves out. So if you spend all day sitting and not moving, your body's not going to be tired. And so when you go to bed, you're not going to be tired. And therefore, you're not going to be tired until like maybe halfway through your actual sleep. And then you're going to sleep. And then you're going to find yourself going way too long. And if you don't give yourself anything to wake up to or be excited for, then why would you?
Yeah.
So you're training your body to just be in a slump itself when all you need to do is just make a routine and stick to it, which is way easier said than done, but so is everything. So...
Yeah, I just have to do it somehow. The hardest thing is how to wake up for the alarm and then turn it off when you're asleep. I don't know, I have to, like, watch some YouTube videos about that. Maybe someone did it.
I think just create something in the morning that you actually want to do. So if it's...
I'll try to do that.
Yeah, or even if it's just adding a challenge, like a little... Like, it could be, hey, I'm going to get up, I'm going to do 10 push-ups. And if I don't, I suck. You know, and it's not.
I don't know how to do push-ups.
All right, well, maybe not push-ups. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you could like flex your foot or something, like.
Yeah. But I get you. That push-ups is just an example. Yeah, I have to try this because honestly, I'm so tired of not waking up when I want to.
Do it.
Yeah.
But speaking of like of self-love, what's one thing that you're doing for yourself for self-love?
Oh, well, I think that it's both for me and for my dog, which I bet you can agree on. Yeah. I feel like going for a walk with your dog or just having like a little play with them is just the best thing you can do. Honestly, takes my mind off everything. And yeah, I just like walking around the forest. So
yeah, it really helps you breathe, eh?
Yeah.
Taking that moment.
So that's a thing that I do daily. I'm sorry.
No. That's really good. I think daily is awesome. I mean, I have a very energetic dog, so I have to do it multiple times a day, but I have no complaints. Because I find myself, like, often, especially with work and YouTube, it's like when you work online, there's so many things that you can't control, but in our heads, we're working humans, so we feel like we need to control it. And we just can't. So I find like having a dog or having that little release is like so healthy. So going for even a 10-minute walk is a blessing.
That's true.
So it's really nice.
So yeah, that's something I do daily. But besides that, I feel like, painting for me, very relaxing.
What kind of stuff do you paint?
What kind of stuff do I paint?
Yeah.
Sorry, it just broke like...
Oh.
Right now I'm painting like a moon. I can show you later on. Mm-hmm. And I want to put like some flowers on it. People just, once it's done, it's going to be done. So basically I don't go like, I don't know how to draw or paint people. I have no idea how to do it. Whatever comes to my head and I'm like, okay, let's mix this up. And
I mean, I find like my brother's an artist as well. And I find his mind is amazing. When I think about something when I have an image in my head, I think in video form.
Yeah.
I don't think in how to draw or anything like that. And I'm like, okay, I want to do this. And he'll sit down and he makes a lot of my clothing and he'll sit down and he'll be like, all right, we're going to do it like this and just starts going. And I'm like, I wouldn't even have thought of doing like a brushstroke like that. Like that's, I don't even think like that. And so I think it's just...
Oh, that's cool. You can do it, together.
Yeah. No, it is pretty awesome. His mind is just wild. And I think artists, like, are so intriguing because...
Oh, but, you know, it can go both ways from really incredible stuff to really hazy, depressing stuff. So
yeah,
but I feel like, you know,
stuff
even
that
when
sells.
You do YouTube, like you do... it still is like a very artistic form because you don't do only like sit down videos. You create a lot of various stuff.
Yeah.
So you're an artist, but not maybe in a typical art form, you know?
No, that's very true. And I've taken the year to like actually realize that as there's so many content creators that don't believe that what they're creating is actual content. And I think they put themselves down way too much. And I think the bar is set way too high right now, but also really low. Like, I find for people who spend hours and hours a day on editing and getting the perfect shot, and they upload it and they feel so beaten up because there was a TikTok video that just went viral that is blurry and a vertical video.
Yeah.
I think that really just takes all the energy out of somebody, and that kills me. But good for them at the same time. You know, you're on like the edge. You're like, oh no, that's sick. Virality. Yeah, oh, but, that's awesome.
Yeah. But then you realize how much time they spend on it and how much the time you spend on your video. And you're like, shoot.
Exactly. But then at the end of the day, I think what this is where even myself and a lot of people forget to do is like reevaluate your day and see how much work you put into it. Because I always have my friends be like, hey, what'd you do today? And I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. And I list off maybe 10 to 15 things, and they're listing off one to two. And it just right there, I think that like if you work in this space, you kind of have to remind yourself of how like kick ass you are. Right?
That's true.
Because no one else is doing it. All we get is our compliments on Instagram and in comments and on YouTube. All we're seeing is compliments. So, but they mean nothing, right? Because, well, not nothing, but they start to become very bland.
It's so hard to take them, like every single one of them, really to take it in, because you don't see a real human being. You just see like text on the phone, so, or
yeah. And we're usually speaking to other people rather than ourselves. So I think when we take the time to speak to ourselves, it actually means a lot more than what we think. But speaking about that, self-improvement,
I wanted to ask you something. I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, go for
it. What do you think about, like, what is self-love to you, Dan?
Everything.
Because I've given my, like...
I think self-love is absolutely everything. I think it's the downs. I think it's the ups. I think it's the falls. But I think at the end of the day, you have to sit down and understand it all rather than trying to stop it. So we are constantly, if you are trying to lose weight, we're like, okay, I need to stop doing something. And instead of doing that, why not start forming a new habit around something else? So I think self-love is super important, because we have to learn to actually love ourselves rather than stopping something and doing something else, because that's not where self-love is. Self-love
because
is
it's like hating a part of you and changing it in order to finally love yourself. That's the wrong way to go.
That's the wrong way to do it. Self-love is accepting what you're going through right now and trying to transform it into something else, not necessarily throwing that out the window and starting something else, because we're so influenced by everybody else, like an influencer does, that we kind of forget why we need to do it for ourselves. So self-love, I think, is literally everything that we do rather than just the good stuff that we do for ourselves. It's the bad, it's the good, it's the ugly, but it's mainly understanding what it all means to us. Yeah. That's that. I didn't have that written down. Didn't know that was in me. But
now, you did better than I did.
Well, I mean, I guess I prepared it. It was in my head somewhere. So self-improvement. I want to know this. This is the tea. I want to know if you're the person, and I think I already know the answer because we talked about it. I want to know if you're the person who says that they're going to improve their lives, but then doesn't do it. Are you are you the person that's going to sit in bed and then, for example, complain about not waking up?
Yeah. No, well, depends. So waking up is a really, a bad habit, I would say, and something that I really, you know, I'm treating very, like, loosely, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fix it one day, ha ha ha. But with things like, for example, if I'm trying to learn something, if I want to, like, maybe work on, like, myself and the way I treat other people, the way I treat myself, the way I perceive the word, the way... Oh, I was horseback riding for 7 years. So it really taught me a lot about, you know, really taking the time and learning that you just have to improve. However, like with this year, when I, like, took a year off of social media, let's say, because that was like going back and forth, but wasn't really like being here now. It really taught me a lot about, you know, just giving yourself a step back, thinking about it and working in your like quiet zone, and then somehow later on sharing it all with maybe others if that's what your intent is. So yeah, it all depends for me on the area of life. Sleeping is a hard thing, but
that was just an example. My other example was if you're in bed eating ice cream and complaining about not getting up to go something. But that was just a generic one, because I find a lot of us often, and it's tough, because we get ourselves in this rut where we feel like we need to go do something, we got to go do something, but then we start complaining about something, and it was easier to complain about something than it is to actually feel the complaint that we're making and go change it. So, because everything is easier said than done, like I said before. So that's a super tough thing. So do you have any tips for sticking to a self-improvement goal?
Well, I think this is something I talked a lot lately. When we like want to improve something, when we want to do something, like for me, when I did this thing with me being a part of this film I talked about, I cannot share much. However, I really kind of was scared about it, and I was like, oh, what if it won't work out? What if I'll suck? Because I just did a little bit of like a drama theater in junior high, but besides that, nothing. But then I was like, what if it actually starts to work out? What if you make it and it's gonna be amazing? So basically, you know, the switch of your mindset. Mm-hmm. Because when we like try to improve something, I feel like we are like, oh, what if it's gonna change? You take like a lot of time. It won't work out. It won't end well. Blah 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 blah. We are just instantly thinking about all the negative things surrounding that instead of going for, what if it's gonna be amazing and I'm gonna meet new people because of this thing I want to do? What if blah 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 blah, something positive? So basically, yeah, first thing, just switching your mindset to that.
For sure. I really like that, actually. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think what we don't understand is, people always ask me like how I make decisions so quickly, because I used to be like, you know, when you go to eat and like everyone's like, oh, I don't know what I want. I never pick the wrong thing on the menu. I always pick the best food. I'm not kidding. I always pick the best food. Mm-hmm. I know where to go in a restaurant. And the reason why is because I don't second guess it and I don't ask questions. So I find we often forget there is no way to test out the other option at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So pick one and go for it.
Also, I really am. Go.
No, keep going.
I also very much like am a big believer of everything happening for a reason. If it works out, amazing. If it doesn't work out, it's always a lesson, and you can always take something from every single situation and treat it as a lesson or something that was given to you. So yeah, self-improvement isn't easy if you think about it at first, but in the end it can be just amazing. And why don't try it? You're not gonna lose anything. At least you're gonna learn a lesson.
No, I think going through every single little motion, and if you want to try something and you go try it, I don't think there's necessarily any negative thing in that. I think trying it is the positive, right?
Yeah.
So I think breaking a habit of not self-improving your life, I think we need it to literally be made easier for us. So I think we put this, when you know those videos where it's like, oh, I trained to be this, like a model for 30 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and they're just saying, hey, you need to change your life, you need to do this, you need to adapt to this lifestyle, hey, you need to try fit tea to be skinny, like all this kind of stuff.
Oh, that's such a bullshit. Fit tea?
I know. That's not right.
No.
But I think we forget that, like, this is a video, and what we're seeing online, because a lot of the stuff is online, or what we read in a magazine, like, they're only highlighting the big moments, but they're not highlighting the moments where they had a tough time getting out of bed each day. But what got them out of bed were those 10 push-ups that they had to do, or were the fact that like they had to go get their slippers across the room, or like the little stuff like that, or drinking a glass of water every morning. So I think having like little tiny steps, little baby steps,
mm-hmm.
is super helpful for any type of self-improvement.
True. True. And also, I feel like it can be very motivating to, like, improve yourself, not only for yourself, but also for others or for our planet, like, with everyone going, you know, using less plastic and everything. It's not only self-improvement, because, like, you try to be better for not only yourself, but also for the planet, for other people.
Would you call that selfless improvement?
Selfless? No. I don't know how to call it, but you know what? Maybe that's the kind of the beauty of it. However, yeah, it can be treated on so many different ways, and you can, as you said, with self-love, you have to take in all the good and all the bad with it, because there's not, like, only unicorns and rainbows in any journey.
I've never seen unicorns, so...
You haven't?
No.
Oh, God, you have to come to Poland.
Honestly, it sounds fun there. And it looks pretty there.
Oh, do you think so? I feel like I'm... Because I live here, so I have, like, a different perception. I really don't like Warsaw, so basically the city I live in. However, I live in a suburb, so I have, like, forest around my house. So here is amazing, like... But the center of the city, I feel like it's very, like, gray and rush and everything. However, we have the sea, we have the mountains, so there's a lot of nature.
That's what I see. I see the sea and the mountains. I mean, I only see, like I said, the highlights of it, so
yeah,
that's all I see.
But you have to come. Like, the flights are probably the most expensive thing, because our currency is very low, so check it out.
Okay. Well, I mean, I gotta see. I also have to have a reason to go there. I find, see, I'm not the...
We can visit, we can film
okay.
a video.
I'm down. Because I'm the type of person, like, I'd rather much go and hang out with somebody versus go to see something. Like, I could care less about going to Paris to see an Eiffel Tower. I could give a... I don't care.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
I don't remember. I listened to the podcast yesterday, Thick and Thin by Katie...
Bellotti.
I don't remember her surname. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just recently discovered it, so I'm basically on episode 5. But she said this thing that really reasoned with what you just said. Like, it doesn't matter where you go. You can go to an amazing place, but with terrible people and just hate it. Or you can go to possibly the weirdest, worst place, but with amazing people, and it's going to be just fantastic.
I swear she watched my video. I've said that exact thing. No, I 100% agree with it.
Yeah.
I'm literally that.
Can you
I'm
see
that
the
person.
Sun? Like, I cannot see anything. I barely see.
Well, that's okay, because I don't have any more questions. I think we're good, and I think we got a good podcast.
Wow.
Well, you're wow, that wasn't that fun.
Amazing. Because, like, I've heard some cracks in the middle, so I hope, like, from my side.
No, it's good. I mean, I like super raw stuff, and I think that's, like, the whole point of my whole podcast. It's not supposed to sound super professional. I mean, that's also an excuse on my end, but I give it my best.
Oh, but that's also stepping out of your comfort zone, like, for me at least, because I really like to, you know, work on something really, like, hard and be like, okay, this is right now, it can go. I can, like, sit 2 more hours and make it, like, better, or... do something a little bit worse, or bring it out now, like with you being like having raw and unedited podcast in a way. That takes, like, for me, that would take a lot.
See, I think I like it more. I'm the person who...
Same, but with, like, my stuff, I'm like, oh, no, I have to...
See, I don't sacrifice good enough for being perfect. Like, a good enough is literally perfect enough for me. Just because, like, I think that's what people relate to. Like, if this was so scripted, I wouldn't listen to it.
That's true.
Exactly. I mean, I only had, like, 3 things written down. Can't lie to you.
I had 0.
And there you go. You never know what people are going to talk about. But literally, that's it. So, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to pause recording. That was a long one. Oh, my God. Okay. That's 40 minutes.
How long did we talk? Oh, wow.
A while. Anyways, guys, that was the podcast with Sandra. If you liked it, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. And make sure, please share this podcast on your socials, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or with your friends. Share this and make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss one in the future. Thank you guys so much for listening. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.